Okay, fine. Last week we were speaking about hachana. And not just that you have to prepare for Shabbos, if you don't prepare, you don't have what to eat, but the ikka mitzvah here to prepare for Shabbos, unlike all other mitzvahs. And we said the reason is, maybe we'll see it inside again, but we said the reason is because in all the other mitzvahs, you do the mitzvah, there's a kedusha in the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah and you get the kedusha. Moshe Ein Kain with Shabbos, the Kedusha is not the Kedusha of the Mitzvah. The Kedusha is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. You can't do anything to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get you, so to speak. Hashem has to come to you. So the Achana is that which shows and indicates that I'm interested in Hashem coming to me and prepares me to be able to receive the Kedusha, which is the Kedusha of the Shechina. We'll just see it in here in pay. Hey, he says like this. Volken mitzvah hachana mufereshes rak legabe Shabbos velo b'mitzvah cheres. Hachana is explicitly brought down only in Shabbos and not any other mitzvahs. Shekol mitzvahs afal pi shegam behem yesh inyan hachana. All the mitzvahs have hachana. All mitzvahs require some hachana. Tefillah. Shoachas, Pesach, Shloshim Yom Lifnei Achad, each mitzvah has its achona. If you don't make matzahs, you can't eat matzah. If you don't build the sukkah, you can't mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Aval, heim atzmam einu hashos hashchina. The achona is not that which brings the shchina. Shamitzvah hi sibel kedusha. The mitzvah is the cause of the kedusha. Aval lo hakedusha atzmo. That's not the kedusha itself. But the Nefesh HaChaim says is when a person even thinks about doing a mitzvah, there's already a kedusha that comes down. But that's because it's connected to the mitzvah. Va'al kein efshe legeshet lemitzvah bli hakdomas vachonas. You can get to the mitzvah without hakdomas and achonas. You do the mitzvah, there's a kedusha. Val yadei asiyas ha-mitzvah mekabli memeiles kedushosoi. By doing the mitzvah, you get the kedusha. You put on tefillin. You didn't do any achona. You put on tefillin. There's a kedusha there. You didn't sit for an hour meditating on it. No, you just did the mitzvah. Aval shmiras haShabbos, shebo makablim pnei haShchina bepoel. Shabbos, it's makabel pnei Shchina actually. As ye efsham mitzideinu legeshet lekedushos haklal. So from our perspective, we can't get that kedusha. How are you going to set up something to get that kedusha? Ele tzrich lavo lanu mitzidoi yisbarach. It's got to come to us via HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'anu mitzidenu, so what do? Mitzapim v'shaifin l'Shabbos. We sit and we wait and anticipate anxiously waiting for Shabbos, like a little child's waiting for the postman because he knows that his grandmother sent him his birthday present. And he's waiting and waiting to come. There's nothing he can do to make the present come. But he's waiting. That's what you do for Shabbos. As bo Shabbos, matana, then you get Shabbos as a present. Shabbos is a present. V'ze ikar mitzvahs yom hashishi. It's like waiting for a bus. You're waiting for the bus. You're looking, you check. It doesn't make the bus come any quicker. You can't make the bus come. But what you can do, you can wait and anticipate it, and then the bus comes. V'ze ikar mitzvahs yom hashishi. That's what we spoke about last week. Well, let's see. That's the ikar mitzvah yom hashishi. You see, Shabbos starts before Shabbos. Ha'achana b'chdei lekabel l'macha es ha'noires v'aniflois shel Shabbos Kodesh. Yom Shishi is the preparation in order to receive tomorrow on Shabbos the awesome, wondrous gifts of Shabbos. V'alamaisa hiku pshuta. So what's the loch alamaisa of preparing for Shabbos? Sit and meditate and, you know, that also, yeah, of all this, some partial things you have to do. You can frush potato. It's a shatafu apoy. What you're gonna bake? With sashetiv sholu tivolshlu. What you're gonna cook? Lenakoy teletzatzeach. To clean and to sweep. Levashelo lafir. Pashtida vachamim. Make kugel and cholent. Liknot matamim leroyev. Go down to the sweet shop there and buy lots of nice mamtakim and nice food. That's the hachona. How does that prepare you for Ashor Shechina? Making cholent has got something to do with Ashor Shechina. Makesha. You should go to the mikveh at 6 o'clock in the morning. Daven, say to Tehillim the whole day. Prepare to makabel the Shechina. And what are we doing? running around doing very menial tasks, cutting fish. The Gemara there that says what the Amoraim did for Achanas Shabbos, they were the one cleaned the fish and the other one did this. Everyone's busy making a mazik kashrut ashoshchina. Where's the connection between the Achana? When I make matzah, as I understand, that's Achana for Achilas matzah. But what's making cholent got to do with Achana for ashoshchina? Kol ze laharis hasimcha v'hatzepia el boi shel Hashem yisbarach b'yom Shabbos. When you're busy preparing for Shabbos and doing what seems to be very menial, you know, basic maintenance tasks, they're not. Because in doing that, you're showing the simcha, the anticipation, you're waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come. You're waiting for Shabbos to come. You're waiting for the Shechina to come. You're waiting. And how you show that you're waiting? Because you're preparing. You have a very chosh of a guest coming for Shabbos, and you're busy preparing all this stuff. Who's this for? We've got a guest coming. We've got a guest coming. That shows you the simcha of the waiting for the Shabbos. You express that by preparing everything you'll need for that day. Belav dafka be'erev Shabbos. It doesn't have to just be on Yom Shishi. Ela gam liskoinan b'kol sheshes yamim shelifnei Shabbos kefi shehoyo oise shamay azoker. Every day to do something for Shabbos, like Shamay Zoken, Liskor Hinei Bo Shabbos. Oi, Shabbos is coming. It's Sunday. Shabbos is coming. It's Monday. Shabbos is coming. To do something small every day, to at least think about Shabbos. Letzapo is bought, to wait for it. Ulebatesim Chose Vitzipiosio Ledei Shumar Bebachonis. And to express, to actualize the simcha and the waiting and the yearning via doing lots of preparations. V'doigo mishtadol shiakol ad hatzad hatov b'yoisa. And of course, on Shabbos, we try and make it as best as we can. Shekol zi tzipi v'kisufim l'kivus Hashem yisbarach. I'm not sponging the house because I want a clean house. That's a side effect of sponging the house. That's sort of a side benefit. You sponge the house, you get a clean house. But this is what I'm doing. And I'm doing it because of the simcha. I'm waiting for Hashem, so I do it as best as I can. There's a chosh of a guest coming. In proportion to the measure of the desire and the anticipation, the yearning. Comes in return for the waiting and the preparation, comes the Ashor Shechina as a gift from Hashem. I mean, the preparation we do, that's what brings the Shechina. The Shechina comes as a matana. I've got a matana for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. It stays a matana. How do you get the matana? By showing you want it. How do you show you want it? By preparing for it. By showing, wow, I can't wait. Hey, Shabbos is coming. Yeah, hey, it's Shabbos, Shabbos. They say the Chofetz Chaim. I mentioned this yesterday. No, I don't know where I said this. The Chofetz Chaim, after Bachatzois already, was reading the mikveh in Big Day Shabbos, sitting in the corner of the room going, oh, Shabbos Kodesh, oh, Shabbos Kodesh. What was he doing? It's not Shabbos. What was he doing? What was it? Go learn it after tomorrow. No, it's Shabbos. He's waiting. He's doing the hachana for Shabbos. Shmuel, I've got you. You're twice now. There's two of you. I don't know. You had a twin. Okay. Beseda. Okay. Base. And of Pavov, etzel Hasidim, yesh zehirus v'kapeidem yuchedes lishoin k'tzat be'erev Shabbos. But the Hasidim, there's an Indian to sleep a little bit on erev Shabbos. In the summer months you can sleep longer. In the winter months there's not much time to sleep on erev Shabbos. B'shem Rebbe Aaron Mikarlin, Omru, mi she'eni yeshen be'erev Shabbos, b'leila oichel. I don't know what that Yiddish word is. Et ha-vereshara, I don't know what that is. Et ha-aruchot erev shel chol. Einu ein zesud Shabbos. Someone who doesn't sleep on erev Shabbos, so he's Friday night suda is a weekday suda. It's not a suda Shabbos. What's he talking about? V'nirbaz v'posuk. He brought a rifle from a remis from a posuk. Shomer es yom ha-shabbos l'kotshoi. Hayin should be Yom Shabbos. Tzirich la'amod al ha'mshamer. Person has to be on guard. v'shoyme einu nidras k'mishmorosoy elameichin atzmo kaidem v'yishan lifnei mishar mosoy. Person has to stand guard. He has to be on guard. His army has to stand guard at night. He has to prepare himself by having a little shlof that before, because otherwise he'll fall asleep on the job. So on Shabbos, a person has to be awake, a person has to be alert, a person has to be, Shabbos is the day. Therefore, a person has to prepare himself a little bit. He has to have a little shlof so he doesn't fall asleep at the table. Otherwise, he's sitting there falling asleep and he's not eating a Shabbos suddah, he says. But moving up, Poshut, so let's take this a bit further. It sounds a little bit mugzam. Everybody's exhausted on Shabbos. Everyone's Friday, it's the end of the week, and more Shabbos, more menucha. You want to just have a shlof, you want to get, you're tired on Hillel Shabbos. There's a lot Poshut. Most people, most families, well known in Klal Yisrael, that at Erev Pesach, you try and get the kids to have a little rest, you try and go to sleep. Yeah, for however long you can manage or whatever. You're going to be up the whole night on Shavuos, you try and sleep. It's one afternoon, it's impossible to fall asleep. Erev Shavuos, for some reason, I can sleep anytime except Erev Shavuos, I just can't fall asleep. Normally, what does a person do? He eats a meal at the end of the day, and he goes to sleep, so he'll be awake and be able to be able to have koyach to serve tomorrow. Normally, as a person sleeps at night, he works during the day. So at night, he sleeps to prepare for the next morning. But what happens if he has to do something very important at night? He's got to be up the whole night. As hofer chuesak seder, then you have to do the opposite. If you're going to be working at night, the same way as when you're working the day, you have to prepare by sleeping before. So if you're working at night, you have to prepare a little bit and sleep before. That's the day, because you've turned things upside down. That's the test, when Erev Shabbos comes. Does he see Leil Shabbos, the Suda of Leil Shabbos, as an opportunity, an important opportunity to be oil in Kedusha, to attain new qualities? Does he see it as a mission? Obviously, there's a certain amount of effort that has to go in to attaining, to grasping the uniqueness of that moment. He knows what's waiting for him at night. He's got a very important, difficult job to do at night. So he prepares himself by having a bit of a sleep, by having a bit of a rest before. So that he's not sitting there with a heavy head, falling asleep at the table and whatever, and he's missing the whole, all the kedusha and all the opportunities that there is to grasp on Shabbos get wasted. If he sees Shabbos like the goyim, you've had a hard, difficult week. Now you get to rest on Shabbos to recuperate from the week. That's what Shabbos is. It's the end of the week. It's the weekend. It's the weekend. It's the same as the night, by the way. Why does a Jewish day start at night? Because a night time is not a time to recuperate from the day that's gone. It's time to prepare for tomorrow. You're sleeping now so that you'll have koach to work tomorrow. You're not sleeping now because you had a hard day today. I mean, mamela, that's happening, but that's not the kavana. The day started already. There's a kva yom sheni. It's Sunday night, but it's a kva yom sheni. So I have to get ready for tomorrow. I've got a busy day, so I have to sleep. I'm not recuperating from the day before. Shabbos also. Shabbos, the goal is not to recuperate from the week that's gone. If that's a person's, as nachim achrei shvur kasher al malachim, V'zeh man lo ichel suda de shena. He has to eat a very nice, fancy meal. V'sharim ksatz miras. V'af medabrim ksat bedivrei toira kaderech hayudim. He'll eat a nice meal. He'll sing some zmiras. He'll start v'atoira even, because that's the way that Jews do it. Calls any mamets godol ve'enu mitzari chachona rabba. That's not a big mamet. You don't have a lot of preparation for that. That's not so hard to do. He's eating supper like he did on Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. He's not eating, he's eating a bit more of a fancier meal. He's eating a Kedusha Dika Shabbos meal. But the avoid of what a Suda of Shabbos is, which we don't know what it is, he hasn't told us yet. But whatever that is, whatever this Pnei Shechina, whatever the avoided, the Aliyah, the Kedusha of the Suda of Leil Shabbos is, that he's got nothing of. And let's say. Okay, so that's quite shocking news. And it's lo kol kach pashut. But so now we need to see, how is a person supposed to, how's a person supposed to look at the Suda of Shabbos? I should sit there and dash and toyer the whole night. And there's kids, there's people, there's a whole world going on at the Shabbos table. How do I be holy and what does Hashem want from here? It tells me to sit and eat and drink and have a nice suda and whatever and somehow be the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadosh and keep it the same. Ma ata rotze mimeni? Eich tzricha be'emest liroi suda sa Shabbos. How should suda Shabbos? What's the story there? Ledas beyedia brura. First of all, you have to know with clarity. Shakadosh, shakidush hu kama musaf shel Yom Kippur. When a person saying kiddush on El Shabbos, it's like the musaf of Yom Kippur. Shetzarich kavona va'eime v'yira. It needs kavona. It needs eime v'yira. It couldn't be bigger than the musaf on Yom Kippur because the musaf on Yom Kippur is the rabbonin. Kiddush is the raisa. There's a ganze steigen in Kiddush. That's not so posh, because while you're saying Kiddush, the one child's throwing a bread roll at the other child, the other one's kicking the child, the one's pulling his hair, the kids are screaming, there's a head, and you're in Musaf on Yom Kippur. You know, in Musaf Yom Kippur, there's no one bugging you. Yeah? Lots of posh to make a Kiddush into a Musaf of Yom Kippur, because there's a lot going on around you. You have to ignore that all. You're davening Musaf. The zmiras are mamish like the isoiris you have when you sang usana toikev. Vasuda yi kamo asuda mafsekes shalerev yom kippur. She yesh bo mitzvah gedoyle v'kedusha rabbe v'toeles atzuma l'nefesh. There's awesome things going on at the Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. We've spoken about that many times. The Suda samafsekes on Erev Yom Kippur. We know how we feel there. He's mamish the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Kainal Derech Zeh Kol Min Hage Yisrael. V'ein Tzarich Lezeh Tnois Mushunois Omaisi Mushunim. So now I have to sit here rolling my eyes back and doing all sorts of weird one. No, you don't need, no one even needs to know that you're doing any of this. This is your personal inner avoider. Happiness, happy with everybody, not getting angry. It's not something you rev yourself up to do. If you're doing that, then go back to doing what you were doing before. It's an appreciation of the wonderful gift Hashem's giving me. I'm just sitting there enjoying it. And that enjoyment radiates out with the simcha. They're all pashut to do, by the way. There was a Rabbi Elia Lopian, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Lavrocha. They had a group of people, Gedolim, that worked together. And they had a whole lot of rules, whatever time that they used to try and keep. They used to, it was a Vaad, a Chabura, and they worked together, whatever. His son-in-law brings it down in the Akdamah to the very first edition of the Lev Eliyahu. So in the later ones, they didn't have them. So there he says, one of the things there was all different things they had. And if you didn't do it, you have to have a knas. They had different kupat stocker. And for each thing, you had to play like a knas. For example, before they benched, they used to have kavana that they makayim a mitzvah deraisa. It sounds like simple stuff, but that's how you become great. The little things, that was one of them. One of the things they had of all this list of avoiders that they used to have was not to hit the children on Shabbos. It was still mutter to hit in those days. Today it's not a problem because you can't hit the children anyway. So on Shabbos, it's for sure not an issue. But they still had a mitzvah, and they still cared about the kids enough to be able to know how to hit them properly. So they had a thing not to hit the children on Shabbos. So he said the kupat stocker that used to fill up the quickest was that one. And we're talking about Gedolei Olam. We're not talking about people who hadn't worked on the midas. You know, Rabbi Elia used to learn 4 hours of Musar a day, and he felt it wasn't even enough. He used to fast twice a week. You know, it was no slouch. These were real Baal Aliyah and Baal Avoida. Shabbos is not so posh to be in a matzah for Menucha and Simcha, and the Yetzirah knows all these things. So the goal here is not to rev it up and be frum and holy and, you know, do all weird stuff. If somebody walks past you, all they'll see is just like a nice, chilled, happy Jew. That's all. They won't know any of this. They won't know you're learning Shabbos Malchosa. Then you know you're being Matzliach. Nothing irritates you. Nothing bugs you because you just, yeah, Hashem's giving you this gift and you're just enjoying the present. Nobody else understands and appreciates what it is. And it's a fun, so they'll look at you and they'll say, well, I wonder what he's been drinking. You know, yeah, that's the vote. You don't need wild, different, weird, crazy things. Simcha, happiness, pleasant countenance to everybody. You're eating, you're drinking, you're schmoozing, the kids are talking what they're talking about. You don't have to be giving them, you know, learning the ketzos with everybody. No, everyone's doing, talking, whatever. You slip in a vodka there, but that's all aliyah of a kedusha, avoida. Gemoshe ayorim anayirim kovim es mailas kol hashana. In the same way that the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur determines what the whole year is going to look like. Ken Shabbos Kodesh aviyah brocha gedoyle lekol ayomim aboim likreisoy lesholim. What's going on in Shabbos sets up the whole week until the next Shabbos. So that's the avoida. First of all, is to be meichin oneself. Part of the achon is to remember that this is just not another day. Shalosh Shudas is Ne'ilah. That's put down the Furah. Shalosh Shudas has more Kedusha than Ne'ilah. And what are we doing on Shalosh Shudas? Shalosh Shudas, you sing about, you know, no, we have to remember what we're doing first of all. That's the first thing. And that requires achonah. The achonah is to want. Okay, if we get that right, we're already in a whole new planet. That would be an amoridika, amoridika thing to be able to achieve. When everything's going on around, you see, if you would just be alone or just be with one or two other like-minded people, then you could have you could be with Rapinkas and have a Shabbos with Rapinkas. They say Isha Bossim or something else. What was he doing? He was just radiating Simcha. That's all. He didn't do anything wow. You knew you were somebody, you were like wow, he's onto something. Yeah, I also wanted, what is that?
But the preparation is also to disconnect with the week. It's also not enough to want, or also to make an active preparation to disconnect with the work, where is everything. It's not only material, but also
that's part of the avoider. Part of the avoider is not sitting at the Shabbos table thinking about your meeting with the bank manager on Sunday, or I've got to finish this. The avoider kasher. But I'll tell you something. If you do the hachana properly to connect to Shabbos, then menateking from the week's not so hard. For example, if you're busy doing something ma'od manyen, ma'od interesting, something you really love doing, yeah, you're not thinking about the bank manager. Person, whatever, I don't know, he loves classical music, whatever, he really loves it. That's his thing, yeah? He puts on his headphones, he switches off the light. Sitting there, whatever, he's listening to the music, he's enjoying it so much. She's a humanatek far from the world. He didn't have to manatek himself from the world to enjoy the music.
Yeah, if we have focus, yes,
distracted. Oh,
that's right.
So in Achinami, you're right. What the kavana person has to have. That's what a lot of the achana is about. But if you're really connecting to Shabbos, then how. If you were sitting and talking to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Chaim Kanievsky came to you for Shabbos and was sitting at the table and you were schmoozing with him, you wouldn't be thinking about what you have to do next week. You'd be so taken with the event, mainly you'd be menutak. So the avoider, more than the sumerah, which you need, is the oseh tov. The Oysa Toiv helps to take you away from the Sumerah, but you're right, you still need to be aware that that's an issue. Yeah. You can have some Shabbosim where the whole Shabbos is sometimes people go through Matzovim, you know, there's things going on in their lives where you're mamash up against the wall, you're battling, you're struggling, things are going on, something can be a health problem, it can be whatever it is. I'll just show you how extreme it can be. Rabbi Yosef von Sonnenfeld lost a child. He lost many children. One of his children was nifted just before Shkia on Erev Shabbos. And none of the family knew about it. He was the only one that knew about it. They couldn't do the Levaya, obviously, whatever. So they waited. The Levaya was going to be on Motzei Shabbos. And he went into Shabbos. Nobody that knew him knew there was anything wrong. Not his family, nobody. No one knew there was anything wrong. Motzei Shabbos, as Shabbos went out, he fainted. But nobody knew there was something going on. Now, okay, those are dargas. That's not so poshut. A little poshut. But you see that even him on his darga, but he fainted afterwards. To be able to maintain that disconnect was so much work that afterwards he couldn't, he just collapsed. For us, it's a smaller level. It's a lower level. Baruch Hashem. None is saying like that. But a person's got daigas. You go into Shabbos, you've got some of the unfinished business from the week. We need to get to a position where Sheish Yisvim Taseh Malachtecha, when the 6 days are up, you're dead. There's no more work. There is no bank there. Whatever you needed to do, you've done. Now you're dead. Now you went into Olam Haba. You're in Olam Haba, enjoying Olam Haba. No one's sitting in Olam Haba worrying about tomorrow. Motzei Shabbos, you get Chiyas HaMaisim B'Seder. You have to start dealing with the week again. Nachon. But you have to know that all we were given was 6 days. You don't have any more than 6 days in this world. And on 6 days, your work's finished. Sheisus im taseh melachtecha. Your melachoch is finished. But Yom HaShvi now is a new world. There's a new world. There's a new Chiyas HaMaisim. There's a new person starts on Yom Rishon. In Achidami. Now you start a new week. We slip from the week before into the next week. We slip from the year into the next year because that's how the world looks. The world doesn't stop, but in actual fact, it does. In actual fact, there's no more tomorrow. There is nothing. It's part of a bigger avoider, a much bigger avoider. And if we could do this avoider, we'd all be much greater people. And it requires work. And we should maybe have a vaad about it one day because it requires a chavrusa, it requires work. It's not something that you just do. And that is just being able to live in the moment. How much real time do we experience? We're worrying about yesterday. We're feeling guilty about yesterday. We're worrying about tomorrow. What's there? How much time is spent just being now in this moment, which is the only moment you really have? The Ibn Ezra says, yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's never going to get here. So what are you worrying about? You know, like you're now. Now's all good. Now doesn't even exist, actually, if you think about it. He points out the Ibn Ezra. Now is made up of the past and the present, right? Now is just the place where the past and the present meet. So the past is gone, the present is not here. Now is where the past and the future meet. That's what the now is. Now is made up of past and future. The past is finished and the future is not yet. So you don't even exist. So what are you worrying about, he says? Because where do you exist in the now? The now doesn't exist. What are you worrying about? But that's a big avoider. In Yiddishkeit, that's probably one of the biggest avoiders, and that's what the chone is, a big part of a chone is, just to be able to be in a moment, just to be here now, and doing this without any... And when you go to Gedol Yisrael, you know that. You can sense it in them. Gedol Yisrael are very rooted in the now. When Rav Lashiv davened Shmone Esrei, he davened very quickly. Why? One of the reasons, we don't know, Rav Lashiv, but one of the reasons could be is because he was just in the moment. So there he davened, he did what he had to do, and he left. When we're davening, how much of our davening is in the moment? I'm yesterday, tomorrow, I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about that. It takes hours to daven a Shmone Esrei because there's so much that you have to do in a Shmone. No, just say Shmone Esrei. Yeah, now connected, rocked into the moment. You know when you go to somebody, sometimes when you're with somebody, you feel like you're the only person in the world to this person. You're sitting and talking to somebody, but Gedolim, you feel that. You're busy talking to somebody who you know happens to be a very busy person. And yet when you're talking to him, you feel like you're the only person in the world. You know why? Because you are the only person in the world. Because right now, there is no one else in his world. There's you in this moment. They masters at the Gedolim. Masters at it. Just being in the moment. connected to betochen, it's connected to many things. Aval on Shabbos, it becomes critical, because on Shabbos there is nothing else other than the moment. In real, during the week, you can still think that there's a past and a future. But on Shabbat, you know, you're on Olam Haba. You're in eternity. Eternity has no past and future. There is just now. This moment, and this moment contains everything. So that's something that, okay, well, that's not the subject, but that's something you'll bug me. Because I could certainly use some chizuk in this, is to maybe have a vada and work on that a little bit, just on just what it means to be in the moment and how to prepare for that and how to practice that. 5 minutes a day you practice and change your life big time. Anyway, have a good Shabbos. Have a good Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, thank you.
Shabbos. Merz Hashem, we'll see you. I'll see you later, Eli, Bezrat Hashem.
Good Shabbos. Eli,
draw for Shabbos, Bezrat Hashem.
Okay, thank you. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.